Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Berti, the content marketing expert, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgaberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the ways that you can take your business to the next level is by buying a business. And you can buy and sell businesses. It's something that doesn't seem to be as common as buying and selling things on the site like eBay, but there's a lot of benefit that can come from buying a business to build and selling a business where you have this extra capital that you can use for other things. So like people buy and sell businesses, you see it happen. You see things like Amazon buying Whole Foods. So we're going to talk about how you can sell and also buy businesses in this episode. So today's guest is the founder and CEO of BizOn, an online marketplace where people can buy, sell, and grow businesses or franchises every single day. The ex-pro athlete turned entrepreneur is a thought leader on digital marketing and entrepreneurship. Today's guest for episode 270 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Nunzio Presta. Nunzio, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Mark. You're getting me all fired up. I'm really excited to be here.
Nunzio, thank you for being here. And I mean, buying and selling businesses, I think this is like something we don't really talk about on the show very often, but it's a very viable route for a lot of people where they can just buy a business. They have access to this audience. They have access to some really good products and services. They can also sell their businesses because maybe they want to use their capital for other things. We're going to get into that during this episode, but Nunzio, can you just give us some background as to why you decided to start BizOn and get interested in buying and selling businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So it all started when I was in university. I was actually trying to sell a business I started with a friend of mine. And when I looked for options and avenues to promote the sale of my business, nothing met my expectations. So what I did was, you know, I looked into this area a little bit more, and I became fascinated with a couple global trends that were happening in the world of entrepreneurship through acquisition and succession planning and exit strategies. And the three that really jumped out to me were the amount of retiring baby boomers that own small businesses that were planning to exit and retire, and just the economic impact of what would happen if, you know, suddenly all those businesses ended up just closing instead of transitioning to a new business owner. The second thing that really, fascinated me was the increase in popularity of franchising. You know, there's a ton of people that are value a turnkey business that is established, that makes money, and provides them, you know, with a purpose and passion to wake up in the morning and get to work. And the last trend that really, really, you know, excited me was the mindset shift of, you know, younger generations. Or, you know, we started noticing that a ton of younger generations start shifting from, you know, being a 9-to-5er to considering and getting excited about being their own boss. So this, you know, all this inspired me to launch, like you said, BizOn, this seamless, resourceful, and supportive community where, you know, we are basically attracting users every day looking to buy and sell businesses or franchises.
And I mean, it's really interesting to like hear about your backstory, and it requires a different mindset to being able to buy and sell businesses. It's something completely I feel like not as many people get into it as like starting a business or something like that. But from the buying standpoint, we're going to talk about selling also, but for the buying standpoint, what do you look for when deciding to buy a business?
Yeah, so, and you're right, you know, just to backpedal a second, so I like to say, you know, the spotlight is always on entrepreneurship. You know, identify a problem, start a business from your garage and turn it into a unicorn. You know, that's the definition of entrepreneurship. But, you know, I'm really spearheading the conversation in, you know, locally and globally about the definition of entrepreneurship and how there's a second definition called entrepreneurship through acquisition, where you can buy an existing business and grow it to, you know, to better positions than you bought it at, and that by all means is entrepreneurship. But to answer your question, as far as, you know, what do people look for when deciding to buy a business? What I can tell you is, you know, after 5 years of seeing our users buy businesses, the most successful have bought businesses with the following three criteria. So one is timing. The timing was on their hand. They identified an opportunity where there was future opportunities and the space was very exciting from a timing perspective. There was no massive disruption. Like, for example, nobody was looking to purchase a taxi company, right? Due to the innovation in that space being disrupted by something like Uber. So timing was one big factor. Is it right now from a social perspective and economic perspective and a technology perspective? The second criteria was recurring business. Does the business have profitable, growing, recurring revenue year over year? And are the financials up to date? Are they organized? Is there organized history, minimum, say, 3 to 5 years that you could look at that and apply some sort of normalized projections just to, you know, understand the business at a deeper level? And then the third criteria, which I feel is the most important, is a lot of the successful buyers on our site are looking to buy a business that is self-sufficient, meaning that the business is not dependent on one leader, one employee, one supplier, or one customer. The truth is, no buyer wants to enter, you know, a business with so many unknowns or the fear of losing, you know, clients or that big supplier that could jeopardize the entire business. So that's what I've observed in the last 5 years.
Definitely a lot of factors. And timing is something that is very important because, as you mentioned, like a taxi business with Uber, the timing can certainly be there. And just looking at the recurring revenue also, because obviously when you buy a business, you want to make sure you're able to get that ROI. And maybe also don't buy it just for the recurring revenue, but also what can you do for the business? So if you see it as something where you can grow quickly, then that's going to be like a good one to get. But on the flip side, there are some people who maybe they don't realize the value that they have for their existing businesses. And some people, they may even listen to this right now and think, wow, I should think about selling. So how would you determine the valuation of your business and making the call for whether to sell it?
Yeah, so from a valuation perspective, I'm not a chartered business valuator, so I can't, you know, dive deep on that. But what I do know is that we work with preferred partners that can definitely guide someone that's interested in selling their business as far as, you know, understanding what the worth of their business is and whatnot. And most of the times it goes by a multiplier of EBITDA, so earnings before income taxes, depreciation, and amortization, in order to understand what kind of asking price a business could go forth. But I think at the end of the day, granted, you know, timing is on hand and they have a self-sufficient business and they have recurring business, I think every business is sellable. One thing that I could tell you is that there is this stigma that, you know, that people think that if someone is trying to sell a business, that it's not doing well. And that just isn't true, because what I can tell you is, once again, you know, after, you know, 5 years in this space, a bad business doesn't sell. That's just the truth. Only good businesses sell, right? Nobody is going after a bad business, you know, or whatnot, just to buy it. No one's going to do that. It's not a charity. But you know, what I do notice is someone that's contemplating to sell, you know, the number of reasons why they may be selling is, you know, they're looking at retirement, they have a change of heart, they have health issues, there may be a great offer or opportunity to exit from a competitor knocking on a door, or they are intentionally, you know, purchasing it and looking to flip it. So they're looking to buy a business low. They see that there is opportunity that the current operators don't see, and they have what it takes to grow that business and sell it higher within a certain time frame.
Now, some people, again, may be listening to this episode and think, like, for the first time that all these ideas are popping inside of their head. But I also feel like some people listening may feel like, hey, I'm on a shoestring budget. I don't know, like, if I really have too much money available. For someone who is on that shoestring budget, what's your advice then? Because for something like real estate, like there's a 20% down payment, so like you could buy like a $100,000 property for 20 grand. But when it comes to buying businesses and then selling eventually, what's your advice for those kinds of people who feel like they're on a shoestring?
Yeah, so I know at the end of the day, you'll have to have obviously some credit history and the ability to provide, you know, a down payment or some sort of collateral. But what I can say from a seller perspective, the answer is very simple. You know, if you have an acquisition team on hand, meaning you have a banker, you have an accountant, you have a lawyer that can guide you through due diligence and that purchase and sale process, you can definitely save on broker commissions by leveraging Bizon, for example, in order to connect with interested and engaged buyers. So you could definitely save on commissions there. Now, from a buyer perspective, you know, there is a common misconception that, you know, many people are thinking, oh, the entry for starting a business is cheaper. But you know, that's not the truth. You know, starting a business requires a ton of sacrifices in both time and money, with little guarantee that it'll survive after even 12 months. So in most cases, financing a startup at the early stages is nearly impossible. On the other hand, obtaining financing to acquire a healthy, growing business with strong history and a bright future is very realistic and doable. Since there's limited risk and a better chance of survival. So I think, you know, I think with that said, regardless of the budget, there are many mechanisms that could help you engage in buying or selling a business easily.
And with this theme of buying and selling businesses, there's one skill that you need to have, and that's the ability to grow your business into something that can make a big profit and being able to expand that profit. So what's your advice for people who want to grow their businesses, and what do you believe holds most people back from being able to grow their businesses?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it comes down to vision, right? Like, so you don't want to make an emotional decision when buying a business. You want to make sure you're buying a business that suits your lifestyle, that you have the skills to acquire and grow, and you have a sound vision and a roadmap to making sure that investment is going to pay off. So I think, you know, a lack of vision, a lack of plan in most cases holds people back from you know, growing that acquisition. But I think from a bird's eye view, I feel that, you know, as a seller, most of the times what's holding them back from their full potential is they're just unprepared to exit and they don't have a plan for a post-exit life. And as a buyer, aside from, you know, making sure they're making the right type of acquisition, I think most of the times what holds a buyer back is they're scared to finance an acquisition. But when in reality, as I mentioned, you know, just now, it's a lot riskier than financing a startup.
And I mean, it's interesting how you mentioned the risk factor with financing a startup versus just being able to acquire a business and go right in. I mean, those are two very different mindsets that you have, and two very different trajectories that you can take. But with any business, there are going to be certain challenges that we face. And with that in mind, Nunzio, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced in your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Yeah, great question. So I'll probably have to go back to the very, very beginning when I had to decide whether to walk away from my professional hockey career or try harder. And the lesson I learned was all about the power of finding your comfort zone and listening to your gut. I think it's literally the most important thing that one should do. Battling your fears or getting outside, you know, that comfort zone is called growth, and growth in your personal life and business is never a bad thing. We should never be going backwards, obviously. So it's always about forward thinking and trusting your gut and getting outside that comfort zone. But I quickly realized that, you know, as my journey continued, I quickly realized that if I was not comfortable, then I was probably not learning or changing fast enough. So it's extremely important to let go of the past and build this antenna for the future. And some may even push back on this, Mark, and say, well, then, you know, if you're going to, say, walk away from your hockey career or business, maybe you don't love it enough. And I think that's just, you know, totally immature and irrational. Listen, anything I do, I am 200% in. I'm extremely passionate, dedicated, committed, working hard and doing whatever it takes to get the job done. However, I've also learned that you can't be emotional about things, and you need to know when it's time to walk away or pivot. Because if you don't, it can end up being a very slippery slope. So I've definitely learned this major lesson on my journey so far.
And I mean, that ability to trust your gut, sometimes like when you don't really know where you're heading, it's good to trust yourself in the process and to build a better sense of confidence as well, because that definitely helps with trusting your gut. And if you run against it, I mean, that can cause problems. And also one of the things that I want to tap upon is that, like, one of the things that I believe we should be doing is educating ourselves as much as we possibly can. And yeah, with that in mind, Nunzio, I wonder if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh, nice. Okay, $3. So I guess actually the three most recent books I read. So one is called The Everything Store. So that there really gets you in the mind of Jeff Bezos from an operational perspective. The second was The CEO Next Door. That really goes through the traits that make a great and successful CEO. And third, Talk Like Ted. So that there goes over what makes a great speaker and presentation. And I think it's actually funny, but I think, you know, all three of those do a great job at covering what's important to me. So operations, leadership, and communication. So I would really suggest, you know, people find those books and give them a read.
Nunzio, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. Those will be in the show notes, markaberry.com/E270. The Talk Like TED author, Carmine Gallo, he was on Breakthrough Success, so we will link to his show notes as well. And we'll also throw in a link to Content Marketing Secrets, because we recently released the audiobook version of that book. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask earlier, you mentioned that you have to keep your emotions in check, and that's definitely true. I 100% agree with that, but I feel like sometimes it's really hard for us to keep them in check. So when it comes with things like business and really hard decisions that can have such a big impact on yourself or so many people, how do you keep your emotions in check?
Great question. And one, I think, you know, you really need to double down on discipline, right? And working on your emotions day in and day out. But a second thing I think is also being humble. You know, one thing that I constantly say to myself, and I don't know, some people might agree with me or not, but one thing that I say to myself every day is, you know, greater and smarter people than me have failed, you know, and if I am just humble about that and understand that and stay disciplined to making sure that, listen, I'm going to make my decisions and they're going to be decisive and I'm going to, you know, commit, move forward and keep, you know, making sure this wheel's turning. Will some of these decisions be wrong? Maybe. But some of them are also going to be right. So just being humble and understanding that really gets me through.
And I really love that sense of being humble. It's something that I feel like we all have to work on. But the more humble we are, the better we are to appreciate all the things around us and people around us and some of the things that we do as well. And you also mentioned discipline being something very important. I'm going to ask, actually, what is your definition of discipline? Like, if someone says discipline, what does that mm-hmm. mean to you?
I think it's a consistent effort. That's, you know, as simple as I can put it. I think discipline to me is you're putting a consistent effort towards, you know, solving something or growth or something you really want to work on. And if you could consistently put that effort and that work in, that to me is discipline.
And I mean, that's a really great definition of discipline, that consistent effort. And I guess building it just comes down to just doing a few little things each day in order to build that idea of consistent, a lot of effort towards this common objective. So thank you for sharing with us that definition of discipline, because I know it means different things to different people. We have like the main definition down, but sometimes when you ask for a definition of something like this one, you can really learn a few new things. So thank you for sharing that with us. And Nunzio, one of the things that I do want to ask you also is that, I mean, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Nice. Okay. For this question, I would say, you know, every morning you should, you know, wake up asking yourself, what makes my heart sing? You know, that's a question that's deeply ingrained, you know, in Bizom's culture. You know, we strive to see people love what they do, whether that mechanism is buying a business or franchise or selling a business or franchise. I think people need to audit their true motives for doing what they do. As cliche as it sounds, you need to be happy and you need to wake up every morning loving what you do, because I truly believe, you know, loving what you do leads to passion, that leads to engagement, that leads into consistency, that leads into momentum. And that leads into commitment. And those are all, in my opinion, all the ingredients that you need for, you know, to build a great business and a great life. You know, for example, creation, that makes my heart sing. Whether I'm cooking a homemade meal from scratch and seeing the end result of this beautiful dish and watching my family enjoy it, or identifying a business opportunity and bringing it to life, that the process of creation really gets me going. It excites me. So I think people need to really dig deeper on this question and ask themselves that question every day. I don't think, you know, they shouldn't feel stuck. They shouldn't be scared of change. And because one thing I'm telling you right now is, if you don't ask, you know, what makes your heart sing every morning, and you're, you know, and you're afraid of change and you're doing the same thing day in and day out, that can be a lot scarier than change itself.
Nunzio, that is a great question. Really gets us into the idea of what are the things that we need to be doing more within our lives, and also a little bit of what are the things that we should be doing less that we're not enjoying as much. That doesn't make our hearts sing, because if it makes your heart sing, it's something you should spend more time on. But if it's not in that category, it's something that you may want to remove or delegate, whichever one of those options is better. So thank you again for that question, for sharing all of your great insights with us. I know you've got BizOn going, an online marketplace where you can buy, sell, and grow your businesses or franchises every day. I'm wondering if you want to share any other places we can find you, talk a little bit more about what BizOn provides and anything else as well.
Yeah, sure. So being an online marketplace, simply mybizon.com, so mybizon.com. You scroll right down to the footer, you'll see all our social channels. For me, if you personally want to follow me, I'm very active on Twitter, at Nunzio Presta. I also have a little Facebook group that maybe I could send a link to you, Mark, and you could share it with the audience. But other than that, definitely on social and our website.
Nunzio, thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your great resources with us. We will drop that Facebook group link and everything else mentioned in the show notes, markbirdie.com/E270. But once again, Nunzio, thank you so much for coming on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. It was great to have you.
Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate it.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn